All right, young lady. Well, congrats on a college scholarship. No question about it. That was your goal all along, is to play volleyball. We'll get to that here shortly. But why McCook Community College? What brought you to sign with Coach Copeson and MCC?
Well, I've been with MCC my whole life, and I've known them my whole life. I've gone to their camp since I was little, and watching them in the past, I really loved how the girls played together. They're playing at such a high competitive level, and I got to practice with them one time, and the competition's just really high, and I love how the girls push each other to be better, and I just love how they play together.
There were some other schools you kind of tossed around over the summertime that were kind of in the mix. You kind of looked at a little bit too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. There was actually a lot. I think I got around 30 plus colleges that emailed me or were interested in me. And I looked at certain ones, that location and like what their competitive level was. Another one was the academics there too, and the cost and stuff. And there were a couple that were really good that recruited me, but I thought MCC was the best choice to go first.
You kind of didn't give the one from New York a lot of look, did you? Or a lot of attention, did you?
No, not really. They were a D3 school. So they're private, and it's a lot of money if they're a private school, and plus they're D3, but they're really good. I think they, last year they made Elite Eight and D3, but I thought MCC was going to be a better choice.
Plus they're clear across the country. That didn't have anything to do with either, right?
No, actually I have NCSA, and it is a profile that helps you get recruited by a lot of colleges. And I actually got so many different interests across the country that I never knew that I would. I actually got a couple more from New York that other than that, it was Clarkson University, and I got some from like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and I was just like, whoa, okay, it's pretty legit. And so it's pretty cool how the coach reached out to me.
I'm glad you brought that up. Talk about that website or a service that you got involved in that. If you're really serious about playing volleyball or even basketball too, that service really helps you, doesn't it?
Yeah, in all kinds of different sports, I recommend athletes getting NCSA. Even though it costs money, I think it's really valuable to get that, especially if you want to keep it at a high level, because I gotten so many interests from so many states that I didn't even know that I would get, and it opened up a lot of opportunities for me.
Now, you've been an outside hitter, middle hitter, pretty much all through junior high and high school, but you're open to here at McCook Community College. You might have to go through a position change, and you're cool with that.
Yeah, I am. I mean, everybody has important roles to play on a team, and you want to be successful at that role to make your team successful and could be at a really high level.
Talk about the senior season. Wow, you've 27 wins, new school record. It was just a great run down the stretch, wasn't it?
It was. And I knew when we went to the top 10 team camp this summer, it was invite only. We got to go because we were ranked last year. I knew when we played at that tournament, we got in the top 10. I knew that this year was going to be so great because just how we played together. I mean, if you want to be a great team, you need to have a lot of great chemistry together as players. I mean, no matter what goes outside of school, you need to play together as a team. And this year, like all of us, we were just family, and just how we played together on the court, even things went wrong, we fixed what we needed to fix, and we just took the W's.
So you're into basketball practice now, but you're having a little bit of volleyball withdrawals. You kind of wish that, hey, I want to keep playing.
Yeah, I mean, especially since we finished down at state, I wish we played a little more till Saturday, and just playing with the girls in volleyball, it was super fun. But I'm super pumped to be in basketball too.
And of course, now you're done with high school volleyball, but you're going to still follow this next group. You kind of feel like you've helped set the tone a little bit for the program going forward, that, hey, you girls work tail off coming up here in the summertime. You can get back there again.
Yeah, we set we made Southwest at a point where it's like a huge legacy. And so we're starting up again, like since 2010, that's where there was a huge run since 2014 that they're really good. They made our PAC championships and made it to district finals. And we haven't made that a long time, and coming back from that I'm just really proud how we're making, because Southwest used to be Republican Valley. I'm really glad how we're getting volleyball back into Lincoln.
Now, you're going to be doing your, as far as studies, athletic training. Is that right?
Yep. Before, I wanted to be, I wanted to be a veterinarian, but I thought it was going to be a lot of schooling and cost. And I was like, well, and I looked more into athletic training. I said, I've been with sports my whole life. I love training, like workouts and training with sports and stuff. And I really want to help athletes, perform at their best. And so I thought athletic training would have been a better job that I would have loved.
Finally, going back to high school a little bit, you're in basketball training now, and you kind of feel like with this group, a lot of these same girls playing basketball for volleyball, that, hey, there's no reason why we can't get to Lincoln and play in the state basketball tournament.
Yeah. I know most of the girls on our team are already three-sport athletes, so they already have a lot of background knowledge of every sport. It's just based on how young they are, the older girls need to step up and push them to be better.